Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl Lindebot. 7:05, it's Friday, November the 2nd, which explains a lot of the things going on this morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we have Bad Bob. That's what I was talking about.
His
Bad Bob's Friday shirt.
Well, absolutely. It is a it's a tradition, you know, doing the Hawaiian shirt.
Oh,
and I better get that, and then I'll get Wells Fargo.
Well, okay. People calling already this morning.
Well, let me do a quick
Did I just turn you up?
No. Okay. Let's do a quick other day. It's currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. Welcome. Nope. That turned me to go. There we go.
It turned you the opposite direction.
Gosh, it's okay. Can you believe it's the second? I mean, yesterday I'm still an old-fashioned check writer, right? I like to just.
Well, you're
so
still
I'm writing
right.
checks,
you're...
and I still was in the 10.
Yeah, 2010.
And I was no. And I was going, oh. So anyway, we've got a mostly sunny day today with temperatures around 67. One of those gorgeous fall. I know we have guests arriving this weekend. We're looking so forward to sharing. The North State, the view, the sky, what it is to be beautiful up here, the beautiful surroundings. So partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 51. Our forecast for the weekend is fabulous, mostly sunny, 74 on Saturday. Saturday night full, mostly clear with 52. Sunday is sunny with hot, 80 degrees. You know, hey, that's a tremendous weekend. We're so excited about that. Hey, let's go to the phones. Let's start off our Friday with the bang. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning to you.
What's going on?
I just got a quick one. You know, I was thinking last night about back in the 80s and 70s there, we had Telly Savalas playing Kojak.
That was great.
And he used to say, "Who loves you, baby?"
Yeah.
And now we got Telly Prompter who says, "Who loves me, baby?"
Oh. Oh, yes. This reminds me of the old days here, Daniel. Anyway. Okay, Daniel, thank you.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. You were thanks for listening. And we always like
have
you to call in. Yeah, of course. Okay.
I think that we have
that was pretty
good. Yeah, I like that. Who loves me, baby? Well, I don't want to go there. It's you know what? How many days do we have? Like five days? We see 1, 2, today, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, it will be there. There.
Well,
the election.
That's so profound, Carl.
It was deep, wasn't it?
On Tuesday, now, it will be there.
Okay, now, I mean, I may be so much shallow, but the guy we're getting that we have on the phone is very deep, Josh Wiley from Wells Fargo Advisors. Josh.
Good morning, Josh.
Well, good morning. We have a mixed open on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow's down 10 points at 13,221, while the Nasdaq's down 2 at 3,017, and the S&P 500 is up 1 at 1,429. Oil's down 88 cents at $86.21 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 2.94%. Gold's down $19.30 this morning at $1,696, while silver's down 42 cents at $31.83 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Verizon's up 2 pennies at $45.16, Caterpillar's down 39 cents at $87.27, and GE is up a quarter at $21.59. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They're there to help you get through the perils of Wall Street, and there are perils of Wall Street, as you know. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and visit them. Visit Josh and Kathy and Chris and Susan. Or give them a call first, 243-7561. That's our Wells Fargo advisors. We're so happy to have them on here. All right, we're going to take a quick break today. Dick Dickerson, Rick Bassetti. We're getting our last chance for people to be looking at them. Candyman. Okay, now explain to me the Candyman.
Oh, this one goes out to the incumbent.
The incumbent?
Oh. In the White House.
Oh. Oh, I got it. Mr. Obama, who gives away everything. You know, and gee, isn't it strange how you get the articles on the Record Searchlight front page about, oh, the Affordable Care Act. That's really going to help you with your Medicare. Well, no, it doesn't. In fact, what it's going to do is have doctors not see you anymore. Oh, could that be? We'll be back right after these messages.
The Candyman. Oh, the Candyman can. Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Catt, candidate for Reading City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, Costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire. I'm just so fast. 7:15 in the morning, and it's November 2nd, Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Carl and Linda Bott, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. .com. I know, .com. Good morning on this beautiful Friday. I want to do a shout-out. Last night I had my On the Spot with Linda Bott, and I had a wonderful woman who just moved here from Hawaii, and I had a gathering after the show to join some girlfriends, and I invited her along.
Was it called a coven? No, okay. I was just wondering.
What's Did that? I just hear the ice crack?
Yeah, that was like, what? Okay, you know, next.
All right.
So,
The branch is creaking, Carl. Stop
sawing. You know, he does that. He jumps right in. Right in the middle of my flow.
Just trying to be.
You can't be a great. You can't do a great concert in harmony and go out with somebody if they're going to be doing a solo and you jump in, and you stop the middle of their flow. Just remember that you would get your knees cracked and you'd be fired if you were in Vegas. So just understand that. I'm like in the middle of my flow. I'm talking about. So anyway, this gal comes in last night. Her name is Dawn. She just moved here from Hawaii. She's now a new personal trainer under Adam Sinspeed Performance and a massage therapist. And she's been a jazz singer and a dancer. And, wow, we totally hit it off. So I brought her over to some girlfriends last night. It was a small gathering. Candace Lavolsi was there. You'll love Candace Lavolsi. She's, our renowned harpist of the North State. You know, she's got this new, wild, fabulous, blonde do that she's cut her hair short and it's just like, wow, you know, I love it when people take chances and go out there. But, anyway, I lost the point of what I was talking about. I wanted to thank my sponsors because, my show, I have these incredible sponsors that have remained loyal to me. And I wanted to one more time in the morning show, give a shout out to Dandelion. They're closed today and they're closed Saturday. They're going to be putting up like close to 15 Christmas trees. And if you think about, the work that they're so committed. They are amazing. You have to go into Dandelion and get the, if you're like, oh, I can't think of what to do. I'm bored. I just, you know, Christmas time drags me out. Check out Dandelion and the fact that 15 Christmas trees are all different themed and they love what they do. They started months ago. The boxes were coming in. So Monday, they're going to open their doors and it's going to be like, ta-da, it's Christmas time. And, I just love that place. And so I just wanted to do a shout out that, you know, wish them like really, you know, get into the spirit. And this year I am bound and determined to really be joyful. I want to be joyful in the holidays. And it really, sometimes it gets exasperating. Try to do a show with your husband who likes to try to harmonize with you at a place he shouldn't be. He's looking at me, rolling his eyes. Okay, I'm shooting it to you now. It's your solo.
No.
Yes.
You hurt my feelings.
Come on.
All right. Okay, first of all. They have the latest timeline that came out about this Benghazi thing the CIA just put out. Frankly, do you find it a little interesting? They come up with a timeline explaining everything 4 days before the election, after it's been since September 11th, which is October 11th, almost 2 months. What? Almost 2 months. And now they're saying, oh, we didn't say stand down. So we sent six people there, and they got there late. And then we brought in some more people from Tripoli and all this. And, you know, but this timeline, this whole timeline is such, okay, so what's the story on General Hamm and the African Command? And what's the story about the relief of the admiral from the carrier battle group who was there trying to provide support, it appears, but then was relieved from his command? What's the story on that? Oh, yeah, you didn't hear that, did you, Bad Bob? That just came out and hit yesterday. It wasn't for all the, you know, malfeasance or anything. They said it was questions of his leadership. Now, this is an admiral, a two-star admiral in charge of a carrier battle group, which is huge. How do you get there? You got to be under somebody for a long time, and you've proven the fact that you've had a carrier, you've had all these things, and to become the head of a carrier battle group and then be relieved because of leadership questions right around the time of this 9/11 fiasco. You need to ask yourself, why is all this happening? Why are the two main commanders being relieved at right now? A little bit of an interesting question, isn't it? Oh, no, that's just paranoia. No, paranoia is that your people are screaming for help, and we're there, and you come up with a timeline, you know, almost eight weeks later. It just happened to be there. Oh, we were there. Well, what about all the, you know, that they were under fire, heavy fire, and nobody else came? Six. They're saying six. And then some more flew in, but then when they got there, then they were, you know, some were killed there, so obviously the fight was still going on. It still doesn't answer the question, what was President Obama doing? What decisions did he make? Where was he? Are we going to see a picture of him in the ready room like he was in the, when Bin Laden went down, when he was in his golf clothes, by the way?
Are we going to see pictures of him there? Because, I mean, it is relatively easy to get there. I think it's in the same area. And then what was the story on him on early in the next morning heading on out to Las Vegas? You know, the whole thing smacks of trying to put a drag on this, trying to stretch it out until after the election. Until after the election. All right, we got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Elections have consequences for our pocketbooks, our community, and for our nation. This year, we have a clear choice for Congress. One candidate, Doug LaMalfa, is a family farmer and trusted local leader. His opponent, a trial lawyer. Doug LaMalfa stands for more freedom and less government control over our farms and businesses, our economy, and lives. His opponent wants bigger government and more regulations. Doug LaMalfa believes we already pay enough taxes. His opponent supports an $800 billion tax increase, plus more on small businesses, farms, and middle-income families. Doug LaMalfa believes government needs to stop wasting money on crazy projects like the $100 billion San Francisco to L.A. bullet train. His opponent not only supports the high-cost bullet train, but wants to add another line to Las Vegas. For North State voters, the choice could not be more clear. Doug LaMalfa. For Congress. For us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. With your support, I will take our North State values to Washington and fight to put America back on track.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Where do you go when you want to be enthralled, excited, and soothed? In Salmo Vineyards. November 10th is the winemaker's dinner. For limited seating and reservations, call 474-5546 today. Linger with six courses of fresh local cuisine selected by executive chef John Stadelli and savor pre-released estate wines crafted by winemaker Chandra Miller. Experience in Salmo Vineyards. November 10th, the winemaker's dinner.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Proven leadership is required now more than ever during these difficult times. Time after time, the people of this community that we call Reading have shown that by working together, we can solve our problems and meet all challenges. I'm Dick Dickerson. For the past 8 years, I have helped guide the city using leadership developed over more than 50 years of military, law enforcement, and elected office experience. There has been some recent positive news with revenue increases and an A rating from Standard & Poor's. However, as you know, more tough times lie ahead. We have many more problems to solve together. I believe that my experienced, proven leadership is needed now more than ever. That is why I am asking for your vote on November 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Dick Dickerson, Reading City Council, 2012.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by... Okay, I didn't hit it again. There you go. There you go,
sure
blinded by the light.
The right tune. Ding.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, great people down there doing great work. You know, Espresso Joe's, the coffee you want at the price you want. I mean, it's just great prices, very much value for you. They have they'll meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. Finest walk-in humidor in the state, and Joe and Shelley have done so much for our community. When you add all those together, this is the place you want to visit. They've got coffee making machines, they have wine, beer, they've got almost everything you could possibly want to start your weekend off. That's it. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. On the phone is our yellow cab philosopher, Jay.
Hey, good morning.
So what are you thinking about today, Jay?
Well, you know, I thought it was interesting you were talking about with Benghazi. And, you know, this whole timeline thing is laughable because these guys have really proven that we can believe everything they say, right? He goes, yeah, that timeline couldn't possibly be wrong because they've been so accurate in all the other information they've given us.
Well, the guys would have been there sooner, but they were watching this video on the YouTube of the Muslim, you know, that which was causing all this problem, trying to get to the bottom of it. I was being facetious there.
Let's be blunt. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, I was just joking.
Yeah, I mean, look, the whole thing is just, it's so transparent. You know, it's basically he only had one bright spot in his entire administration, and that was Bin Laden, and now that's been canceled out by Benghazi, because it doesn't matter how much they try to back burner it and slow it down until after the election. The damage is already done. Anybody who gives a crap about our military people already knows what happened. I mean, I've never been in the military, but Carl, you understand the logistics. You've been shot at.
Yep.
You understand what these situations are like. Clearly, somebody messed it up bad, and he's the president. So he got to take the credit for Bin Laden. He gets to take the blame for Benghazi. End of story.
And he should, but he doesn't. You know, he gets this thing of, well, you know, the buck stops here. Well, really, the buck stops there a lot further and faster than you think. You know, again, I'd like to find out what he was doing, and I would also see, like, find out when he was told and what his actions were. And he said, oh, I told him to get all the Americans, make sure all the Americans were safe. And fine, where's that order that went out? There isn't one. Okay. All right, Jay.
But I think the buck will stop on Tuesday.
Yeah, it'll never happen, because I hope it's because that we'll have a new president, so they'll just let this one slide. Maybe, who knows, maybe the Republicans will then, you know, just keep chasing him down the lane, or somebody somewhere should have done something. And,
well,
you know, sending
serious, I mean, come on.
Yeah, there's too many things that are going on there that need to be addressed. Too many things that need to be addressed. Okay, Jay.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jay.
Jay, yellow cab. Good guy.
Great guy.
Great guy, in fact. Hey,
honest boy.
You want to talk about the Country Music Awards? Blake Shelton won Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah, but you know what? I think, truthfully, too, the fact that he's been on The Voice, which is a huge hit, that has, you know, brought him into the limelight. But of course, they did a Lifetime tribute to Willie Nelson, and you know, that was a really fun scene for me during about a 3 or 4 year stint where I did both CMA and ACMs, and you know, got a chance to, you know, hang out backstage.
Country Music Awards and the American Country Music.
Yeah, there was one that was based, you know, again, that split off, but you had one that was based out of Nashville and one that was based out of Las Vegas. And
one award show for country music wasn't enough. They had to do two.
They had to do two. And one was started by Dick Clark, so it was that whole branch, and then one went, yeah, so. But anyway, congrats. You know, it's always good. I enjoy now and then when I'm taking drives to listen to country, to hear what they're playing that's new, and go back to some of the older classics. And great.
It's too bad that the Country Music Awards or the Oscars aren't done by the vote of the people. And then they wouldn't be such like a self-looking ice cream cone. You know, there's the ice cream cone, and then they tell each other how good they are. But see, if you had the people in there saying, this is the best picture of the year, there would have been many, 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 many changes over the history of Oscars. Like Mel Gibson's, the one about when he did the one, The Passion of the Christ, broke every box office record out there, and yet got, I don't think it had one nomination.
What if they're going to bring that to, I guess that would have to be an edited version, but, you know, that's something that is another film that would be great to be seeing over Christmas. It was really
I'm sure they'll see it. But, hey, you know, there was a, gosh, what do we got here? 1 minute? All right, we'll talk about the field poll, because we have Dick Dickerson coming up right after this. Hey, Measure 34, that's the one to end the death penalty. It still doesn't have 50%. And if you look at it from different ways, should the death penalty be done away with here in California? Well, essentially it has been by the way the legal system works, and people die of old age on death row. But no. Vote no on 34. I don't care what they say. No, it costs us money. Yeah, but we had a gentleman calling the other day. He said it took 20 years before they executed the killer of his wife, who had also killed six other people. And you know something? There's something to be said about that. Up at the 9-year-old who was raped and kidnapped, raped and murdered, and her mother stood there as close as she could get to the scene when they gave this guy a lethal injection. 34. You don't want to do away with the death penalty. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
Fox Business Network stocks are searching for directions today despite some better-than-expected news on the U.S. labor market. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. Delta Airlines expects to resume its full flight schedule at New York's LaGuardia Airport today in the wake of Superstorm Sandy. The airline also says it's close to full schedule at New Jersey's Newark International and New York's John F. Kennedy Airports. Delta canceled 3,500 flights due to the storm. The carrier says Sandy cut into its October profit by $20 million and is still assessing the impact to November. And according to real estate website Zillow, the White House has increased in value 1.5% since 2008. But the $284.9 million valuation is still lower than the nearly $300 million it was worth in 2006. Zillow's chief economist says aside from the historic premium, location accounts for a good deal of the value. Washington, D.C. has weathered the real estate downturn better than most. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Lucado.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
I'm Vaughn Cartwright, and like Supervisor Leonard Modi, I'm outraged at what I'm seeing in our assembly race. Two donors from the South are spending a fortune to lie about Brian Daly. The Record Searchlight, Sacramento Bee, and County Auditor have exposed these attack ads as being totally untrue. The truth is, unlike his opponent, Brian Daly makes things happen. He doesn't just make things up. Brian Daly helped Lassen County become completely debt-free. Brian Daly reformed public pensions and even cut his own pay and benefits. What we need in Sacramento is a truthful, financially successful businessman. Please join me and Supervisors Les Baugh, Linda Hartman, Glenn Hawes, and Leonard Modi in supporting Brian Daly for Assembly.
This is Brian Daly. I'm a third-generation farmer and small business owner. Like most families here in the North State, my wife and I want the same opportunities for our children that we've had. That's why I'm running for Assembly. I would be honored to have your support. Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2012.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Redding, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us!
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. It is 7:35 in the morning on November 2nd, this Friday, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff can take a small chip or a crack up to 24 inches long and fix it. And he fixes it in his shop right there. He guarantees his work. And I tell you what, you get a little chip in your windshield right now, as soon as it freezes, it's going to get big. It's just going to keep cracking. So you want to get it done now. Go over to 3280 Market Street and see Jeff and have him catch that chip before it turns into a crack. He guarantees his work. He guarantees the fact that he's going to save your windshield if he can. If he can't, you know what he does? He doesn't just work on it and then just say, okay, there's nothing I can do. He'll tell you if he can do it or not. That, to me, is integrity and honesty. That's why we like Jeff Wirth at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3280 Market Street, or call him 241-8373. All right. Our guest, running for city council and a member of the city council right now, a sitting member of the city council, Dick Dickerson. Dick, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
All right, this is kind of the final hurrah here before the election on Tuesday.
It is, well, for me it is. I don't know about others, but this is it for me in terms of radio and so forth.
Okay. In the we had Gary on and Missy, Gary Wednesday, Missy yesterday, and you today, and it just fell out that that's the way. Whoever called back first got choices. Dick, I'm going to tell you the same thing that I tell everybody else that's been on here. I appreciate a campaign based on issues.
Well, I do too. And the fact is, what really separates the three candidates here is some differences of opinion about how the city should be ran. There's nothing personal attached to it, as far as I can tell. And
Not that I can see.
Three campaigns have stuck to the issues, and that's the way I think it should be.
What do you see the differences between yourself and the other two?
What's
the big difference between you, Gary, and Missy?
Well, experience, I believe. I've been serving the public in California for more than 50 years with military, law enforcement, board of supervisors, state assembly, and two terms on the city council. And you learn a lot doing that much public service work. You know what needs to be done, I believe, and you know how to get it done. So I believe that's the biggest separation between us. You can vote for that experience and realize that the city has survived a very difficult financial time over the past 5 or 6 years, and we need to keep doing the things that we've been doing going forward. And we're okay economically. Some people say we're in a financial crisis at the city. I would dispute that. We have a balanced budget. We have more than $5 million in our reserve. Standard & Poor's gave us an A rating and indicated that our financial situation was stable. And that's by no one's definition a crisis.
Okay. Do you see more changes in the... that there has to be more changes made in the health care and the retirement policy for city workers?
Oh, absolutely.
What are your plans for that?
Well, we've made some advances in that regard with our last round of contract negotiations. We've settled with all but one bargaining unit. All bargaining units agreed to pay more of their pension, and they agreed to pay more of their health care costs. Now, those contracts won't expire for, in some cases, 4 years. So what we have to do is lay the groundwork now for the negotiations that will begin again in 3 to 4 years so that we can further reduce those costs to the taxpayers without putting too heavy of a burden on the city employees.
Well, how much right now are the taxpayers paying and how much are the city employees paying?
Well,
a percentage-wise.
Percentage-wise, the health care costs, the city employees picked up 10%. They were paying nothing. At one point, the city was paying 100% of their health care costs. And then the retirement, they're paying 9% into their retirement costs where they weren't before.
They weren't paying any before. Exactly. Now, do you see that's going to have to go up?
Well, I think so. I think it will. But once again, we are guided by state and federal law that says you have to negotiate. You don't mandate. You have to sit down and negotiate.
Oh, no, and
in,
I understand that.
Faith.
I understand
so
that.
We will be negotiating, and we'll be negotiating with good faith to pull those costs to the taxpayers down. So, but you know, where do I see it?
Yeah, where do you see what's a fair amount? Just in your opinion, Dick. I'm asking you because you've been around a long time. Yeah, you see where the state's changing. Yeah. What do you think is fair?
Well, Carl, if I tell you what I think is fair now, I'm negotiating over the radio with our future employees.
Oh, no,
so I need to be careful about that.
I guess what I'm saying is, should it be 50-50 at any point?
I don't know that it can be 50-50 at any point and not severely impact our ability to recruit good employees,
right,
particularly in the public safety sector.
What is it in saying another? I mean, and what is it usually 70-30, 80-20? I mean, I don't know. That when you see,
well,
when you
I don't know
what
they are in other jurisdictions either with any specificity,
uh-huh,
but I think that Reading, and this is what we should be concerned with, is Reading. What can we afford to do, and how can we have a good, strong public safety services here with people who are fully capable of doing their jobs and compensate them fairly? That's what it amounts to. We could hire people at minimum wage, I suppose, and some people
and you get actually, minimum wage people,
and
yeah,
you get minimum wage people if you want. Professional law enforcement officers or professional engineers, you need to pay professional wages. And
I can understand higher salaries. You know, if they pay more into their retirement, because really we're paying kind of up front, but we really save the money on the other end.
Well, you do. But once again, you go back to negotiations, Carl. In the past, many of the unions decided that they would rather have more money going into their retirements,
right,
than into their paychecks.
Well, sure.
So you have to discuss that fairly, yeah, and openly. And
well,
honestly,
that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
May not make sense if you're on the other end of that.
Yeah.
All right, hey, we got to take a break. Dick Dickerson, Reading City Councilman and running for re-election, is our guest. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
Ken Matias, retired superintendent of schools of the Gateway Unified School District. I believe that Sherry Beck is the best candidate for Shasta County Supervisor in District 4. I've worked with Sherry when she was an administrator for the California State Legislature. I feel Sherry was a great listener and was always responsive to our district's needs. She was able to help our district accomplish many projects. I urge you to vote for Sherry Beck for Supervisor, District 4.
I'm Sherry Beck. You can count on me to build a better Shasta County. More jobs, helping businesses prosper, and working to streamline the permit process.
Adrian Rogers, Shasta Lake Fire Chief, was quoted as saying, "Sherry Beck is a good, honest person we can trust."
I have the experience, management skills, and qualifications necessary to be your supervisor. When elected, I will work hard to justify your confidence and support. Contact me at my website, sherrybeck2012.com. Paid for by the committee to elect Sherry Beck, District 4 Supervisor.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins of bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Is that really 48 degrees out there right now?
Yes, it is.
Well, you know what, then? You know,
but it's going to warm up.
It is, but then, see, we're in and out, in and out. So, but you still need to keep yourself warm. So who do you call? Alliance Heating and Air. That's who you call at 221-2642. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. The men and women at Alliance Heating and Air will make sure that you're either cool or warm. They'll redo your systems. If you haven't had your systems blown out, you haven't had all your filters checked, this is a great time to do it before it gets too crazy out there. Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Go to their website, homecomfort.org. Been into business since 1992, and great people down there. Dick Dickerson is our guest and running for re-election for city council. We've talked about the that there's going to have to be a lot of negotiations here in the next few years on pensions, health care reform, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the nation is going to be getting involved in this in one way or the other. Realignment has been a severe problem. As you know, Chief Paletti's been on our show numerous times. Property crime up 56%. We're starting to see things happening that are a little more violent out there than it was. Shootings downtown, even though they caught the people that did it. And, you know, hooray for our police that got them right away. But there's other things that are happening too. Realignment, impact on us. And you're the mayor this year, so Mr. Mayor. Impact on Reading?
Well, it's been severe impact on the safety of the people of Reading. The fact that the state saw fit just more or less open the doors to some of the prisons and realign, in their words, the responsibilities for taking care of those that were released down to the county level. And without much guidance from the state, some funding, but not enough to do it. And then the local jurisdictions, not just Shasta County, but all the counties of California, had to react in some way to make that happen. And there are no magic bullets. There's no reset buttons. There's just no way to do it automatically across the board. Each jurisdiction has to look for solutions on their own. And the Shasta County and the city of Reading, the other cities, are all working together to make that happen here in Shasta County and Reading. It just takes a while, but things are looking up. The sheriff's got the extra jail space available to him now through both opening his jail floor and contracting out some of that. So one of the biggest problems we had initially was the fact that the police and the sheriff's officers were arresting people, booking them, and they were being released automatically. That has been eased somewhat, and I think the folks can look forward to some relief in that regard soon as more things get into play.
You know, unfortunately, I think they can. I think we have 282 beds now, maybe 262. Let's just use the term 262. Mm-hmm. I think, and they said to me, like 182 of those were filled with bad guys, real bad guys. I mean, these people are not getting out, or they're doing multi-year sentences here. Mm-hmm. So it's, at some point, it looks like we're going to fill all those up again, too, unfortunately, and especially when the state's talking about releasing more people.
Well, yeah, we don't have enough bed space in prisons, nor in local county jails. The The courts played a part in that, both federal and state courts, put maximum amount of beds that could be filled in mm-hmm. certain areas, and you have to live by those standards. You can't put them in a concert hall. You got to.
And now they're going to start suing. They're going to start suing the county for ADA.
Oh yeah,
and all that.
Yeah. There'll be lots of problems that have to be worked through. But that all you can do is face the problems, face those challenges, and work together to try to solve them.
And hope that the state continues to pay us the money they said they were going to, or we might be a real problem here.
Well, we will. I don't know what's going to happen as a result of whatever happens with Prop 30 on the tax.
What do you think? You know, just in a real quickie here, Dick. What happens if that doesn't pass? Or the other tax one. One goes, you know, there's two tax raises here. One is the, you know, the state sales tax, and plus if you're rich, when they say you're rich, $250,000 a year. I'm not sure if that makes you rich.
Well, what do I think will happen?
Yeah, I mean, how bad do you think it could be?
Well, I think it'll get worse because the state legislature and the administration have taken the approach lately that. Pass it on down to the counties. Make the locals responsible, more responsible. The same thing can probably happen if Prop 30 fails and less revenue comes in, or not. There will be no increase in revenue. Rather than solve it where they should solve it with some cuts and adjustments at the state level, my fear is that they'll put more pressure on cities and counties to pick up the slack.
I'm sure they will. Okay, we got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Dick Dickerson, who is running for city council, running for re-election on city council. We'll be right back.
Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA51106.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stovepot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day, and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner, Black Bear Diner.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane, safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl's in the bot, 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors, right down on 555 Cypress Avenue. Right in Crown Motors, they have Dodge, Fords, Hondas, Nissans, Lincolns, and Rams. That's the dealership it is, plus all other cars there on their previously owned lot. They take great pride in giving you a great deal on a great car, and then their service department is second to none. Redding Crown Motors, it's a big buy, my friends. You want to keep that money here in town so that we can use those taxes to keep our government running, as Mayor Dickerson is nodding his head up and down. Give them a call at 223-2177. Redding Crown Motors. Great people doing great work. Okay. Dick. Okay, you got the date. Okay, there's going to be a drive-through because, not a drive-by, which is bad. This is a drive-through. We hope it's not a drive-by. This is a drive-through to raise money for the flagpole at the library. How did it ever get up without a flagpole?
Well, I don't know.
I think you should own up to that, Dick.
Well, I would if I knew the full details. But the construction of that library was a county project.
Yeah.
And when they finished it, there was no flagpole there. So. But we need to get one there. We're working on getting one there. There was a suggestion that we take some taxpayer dollars and put it there.
$7,000.
Yeah. Well, what we've decided to do is try to raise that money. And now we have gotten a flagpole itself donated. So now,
okay,
now we're trying to raise the money, and we only need about $3,000 now,
okay,
in order to install that.
And when's that going to be?
So it's going to be on Veterans Day.
Okay, November. Now, is it going to be the day after Veterans Day?
No, Veterans Day itself. But from
November 11th.
From 7:30 to about 9 at the library.
Okay.
Council Member MacArthur and I will be down there. Anybody else that wants to come down and lend a hand is quite
Francie
welcome.
Francie Sullivan said that she promised to be involved in doing something like this. I don't know if she'll be down there or not.
Anyone who wants to is certainly welcome to come down and participate. And we hope that some folks on their way to work will drive by and kick in a few bucks, whatever they can afford, so we can.
Well, Sunday, November 11th, I don't know how many people will be going to work, but they could be going to church.
Well, then it yeah.
Is it the 11th or is it the 12th? We'll find out.
Okay. It's either the 11th or the 12th.
11th is, the 11th is a Sunday, so.
Yeah.
Pardon? Okay, somebody's calling me with that. Anyway, okay. Business, getting business here. Stillwater is what? Stillborn? Is it still?
It's not stillborn. You know, Stillwater has been an issue for a number of years because it took 10 years to get it ready for marketing.
Right.
And so we've only been marketing that puppy now for about 2.5 years. And what we're currently in the process of doing is getting some RFPs for a different marketer to come in and try to do that. So we're still working on it. I remain confident that eventually we will reap the benefits of having that industrial park in our community.
Okay. And we got a phone caller, and we've got like 2 minutes left. Ed, can you fix everything in 1 minute?
Yeah, Ed, go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. You're live on KCNR.
Okay. On the pensions, this may be old news, but I thought, in order to come to a pension, the employees would put in money, and then the state would match that fund. Is that correct?
Well, it's not a direct match, and it's not the state that does it. It's the government entity that employs the person, either the city or the county or the state itself, puts in money for the for the pensions, and those are all negotiated with the employer and the employee, so it's difficult.
Well, I understand that we're broke and we're on a sink or swim type of situation, but if the state or county were to back out just the amount that was matched because it's not viable anymore, would that be a solution to solving the problem?
The courts wouldn't allow you to do that, because once you enter into a contract, the courts will uphold those contracts until they expire. So you can't unilaterally do something like that.
Well, I was hearing the other day that in that contract it also states that providing the funds are available.
Well,
so,
I don't think that's in any contracts for Reading City employees.
Hey, Ed, thanks for the phone call. We really do have to run. Yeah. We're on a hard break here, but thanks for calling. Hey, our guest has been Dick Dickerson, running for re-election for city council. Dick, thanks for stopping by, as usual.
Thanks.
And again, as I say to everybody, I appreciate the fact it's an election being run on issues and not personalities.
Do a little homework and find out exactly when that drive-by is and announce it.
You know, now I'm going to have to. All right. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Rick Bassetti.
KCNR, Shasta Reddy.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. 4 days before the election. A 4 more years chant for President Obama in Ohio.
This morning we learned the company's hired more workers in October than at any time in the last 8 months.
Saying the economy continues to heal. Now, Mitt Romney says it's a sad reminder the economy is at a virtual standstill because unemployment rose. The Republican will also go to Ohio the day after, rallying in a few minutes in Wisconsin. Now to detail the jobs report. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
An uptick in the unemployment rate from 7.8% to 7.9%, but better job growth than expected. The Labor Department reports 171,000 jobs added to the economy last month, and more jobs were added in August and September than first thought. More people also started looking for work, and the number of discouraged part-time workers fell, Dave.
Now, Jared, there's a lot of this where Superstorm Sandy hits.
If they need help and we can provide it, we'll give it to them.
He's a volunteer from Kentucky in West Virginia, where they're digging out from over 2 feet of snow on the coast. Evacuees are returning to see the damage.
42 years I'm in my home, and I lost it.
She's in Freeport, New York. A lot of storm victims are still in need of basic help on Staten Island, where Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is live.
Residents here in Midland Beach are furious at what they say is the lack of help from city officials. Some houses have been looted, and there are still some streets flooded.
We have no power, no gas. All of our gas is shut off, and a marathon is going to bring the spirits of New York up. I don't buy it.
Many also very upset with the decision for the New York City Marathon to be staged blocks from their devastated homes, where several lives were lost during the storm. Dave?
According to another big problem, many gas stations remain closed. So at ones that are open, people sit in long lines, and this happens.
Got 10 cars away, and they ran out of gas.
That was in Pennsylvania. More than half the stations in New Jersey are shut down. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
From his work in sales, Paul could look ahead and see serious problems in the company's path. Problems obvious to him, but ignored by those around him. So Paul raised the issue with top management. And for his trouble, his colleagues ignored him. After a while, they ridiculed him. Eventually, they marginalized him. Paul never backed off from what he saw. And down the road, when his predictions proved out and the company hit hard times, he got fired. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The life of Jesus shows us the truth can hurt. And it can hurt the teller. But truth-telling, resting on right judgment, is no choice. It's our obligation in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
The election is closing in, but millions have already voted early in many states, including the key battleground of Florida. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Dave, in Florida alone, more than 3 million people have already voted, either with an absentee ballot or by showing up in person.
Any registered voter in the state of Florida is eligible to vote at an early voting site. And the rules are the same for early voting as on election day.
Says Christina White, the deputy election supervisor in Miami-Dade County, where 130,000 ballots are already cast. Statewide, registered Democrats lead Republicans in early voting, but GOP voters submit more absentee ballots than Democrats. Dave?
Evan, hundreds of people remain out of their homes around Louisville, Kentucky, and they're going to have to stay away indefinitely as a chemical fire continues to burn in a tanker car from a freight train that derailed on Wednesday. There are other rail cars nearby, and two of them contain yet another hazardous material. The EPA says there are no immediate environmental concerns. Move over. Taylor Swift She has been outshined at country music's big CMA Awards in Nashville. Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah was there and now joins us live.
Blake Shelton won Entertainer of the Year, beating out Jason Aldean and previous winners Kenny Chesney, Brad Paisley, and Taylor Swift.
Oh, Entertainer of the Year? What are you talking about?
Shelton and his wife Miranda Lambert won Male and Female Vocalist for the third time, and both took home the Song of the Year award for writing Over You. Other big winners on the ABC show, Eric Church for Album of the Year, Vocal Duo of the Year went to Thompson Square, and Little Big Town took home the Vocal Group Award. Dave?
Sabrina, one sign of recovery in the Sandy-damaged Northeast. Atlantic City's 12 casinos can reopen immediately. They were ordered shut down on Sunday before the storm. Fourth shutdown in the 34 years that New Jersey's had casinos. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning on November the 2nd, the first Friday of November. We're getting out of here. It's sliding by. It's 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
The weather's currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR, mostly sunny today with temperatures around 67, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 51. A gorgeous day here, and you're going to make it a great day. I know the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. On the phone with us this morning, our Wells Fargo Market Minute expert is going to give us the update. Josh Wiley, what's going on?
Well, good morning. Markets have turned lower to close out the week. Currently, the Dow's down 48 points at 13,184, while the NASDAQ is down 7 at 3,011, and the S&P 500 is down 3 at 1,424. Oil's down $1.59 at $85.50 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.92%. Gold's down $29.30 this morning at $1,686, while silver's down 85 cents at $31.40 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Big Blue's down $1.86 at $195.17. Looks like more people are eating Big Macs today because McDonald's is up 74 cents at $87.56, and ExxonMobil's down 75 cents at $90.84. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. Really appreciate those updates, and we'll have another one at 9:10. One of our traditions here on Friday morning always is we bring in our expert as well, who is going to give us, a nutritional update. I bet you didn't like hearing about the fact that Big Macs are up. Welcome to the program. Amy, what is our fitness tip of the week?
You know what it actually is? It's getting away from fast food.
I can't believe it. You know what?
How would you like to be born with a third bun?
That's a little too much information.
Yeah, TMI. Well, let's get that visual out of our head. Now, Amy, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, there's this big misconception that fast food costs less and that when we prepare it at home, and that's partly because of the massive corporate marketing budgets and the campaigns from the food companies that influence our thinking. And actually, cooking at home probably costs a person, I don't know, between $5 to $7, which is pretty much about the same that you're paying when you go and have a fast food meal. So why aren't we cooking at home more? Well, we're out of practice. And it's one of the biggest reasons why people think it's cheaper to go out, because they're just out of the practice, out of the habit. And a lot of people fear it. If you're not used to cooking on a regular basis, you know, you kind of get afraid of it. And we overcommit and we underplan. We give our hours away instead of keeping some to ourselves. So what are we going to do, guys? We're going to educate ourselves, okay? Get in the kitchen. Practice it. Just like anything else, you have to practice it. If you need to, go to a special class or hire someone to help you to learn a few things. Buy a new cookbook. Watch some of the cooking channels for the easy prepare meals. And learn to prep meals for the week. So this is a trick that I do. I take 1 to 2 days during the week. And let's say if I'm baking some chicken in the oven, then I'm going to go ahead and cook two more meals on the stovetop while I'm preparing the dinner. Because if I'm already in the kitchen, why not use the other parts of the stove that not, aren't being used? If I'm making turkey burgers, then I'll definitely put something in the oven to cook. Maybe I'll put something on another burner to cook so that I've got about three meals that I'm cooking at one time. And do you know how much stress that saves when you've got three meals already planned for the week? So I do that about midweek, and then I do one of the weekend days as well. And that, those are my tips.
Yeah. And that's that's really, really great. I had this conversation with Carl's daughter. She's got two young kids that she's raising, and she makes it fun for them to for vegetables. They love their vegetables, but she actually pre-plans her meals, mm-hmm. and it's a game. That day, they know what they're having that night for dinner. So I think there's something about that, establishing that habit early on, like, what's for dinner tonight? It's not like, well, whatever. You know, it's just not Eisbach du jour.
And exactly, and making the kids a part of it. So maybe on Sunday nights, you get out a calendar, and you plan the meals for the week, and it's really easy. You start with your dinners first. What do you guys want to have for dinner? And let everybody pick a main entree. And then from there, okay, let's pick two or three different breakfasts. And so you literally would plan out your lunches, your breakfasts, and your dinners.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay,
I like lasagna as lunch, dinner, and breakfast.
Thank you for the inspiration. Always, Amy, especially when you start shopping this weekend and you think about, okay, this Sunday or Saturday, whenever you do the big shopping, let's get it ready, because now we can make our changes to eat healthy with all the holiday parties coming up.
Exactly.
What you do at home and you have control of is really great. Amy Pelko, or Amy Denson from Adams's Peak Performance. Thank you so much, Amy. And we're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460 coming up. I am sure you guys want to hang in there because, wow, we've got Rick Bassetti in the house.
I'm Missy MacArthur. Reading is our home to enjoy, live in, and protect. In my 4 years on the City Council, we've improved our streets, not just for driving, but also for biking and walking. We're keeping our open spaces beautiful and safe. We're preserving our past while building responsibly for the future. In these hard economic times, we've kept a balanced budget. I'm Missy MacArthur. I'm positive about Reading, and I would love to keep working for you on City Council.
Paid for by Missy MacArthur for City Council 2012.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown Restaurant and Bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. The holidays are coming, and we are currently taking reservations for our private banquet room. No rubber chickens on our menu. Tapas will make your event special. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown. Always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
Elections have consequences for our pocketbooks, our community, and for our nation. This year, we have a clear choice for Congress. One candidate, Doug LaMalfa, is a family farmer and trusted local leader. His opponent, a trial lawyer. Doug LaMalfa stands for more freedom and less government control over our farms and businesses, our economy, and lives. His opponent wants bigger government and more regulations. Doug LaMalfa believes we already pay enough taxes. His opponent supports an $800 billion tax increase, plus more on small businesses, farms, and middle-income families. Doug LaMalfa believes government needs to stop wasting money on crazy projects like the $100 billion San Francisco to LA bullet train. His opponent not only supports the high-cost bullet train, but wants to add another line to Las Vegas. For North State voters, the choice could not be more clear. Doug LaMalfa. For Congress. For us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. With your support, I will take our North State values to Washington and fight to put America back on track.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done.
Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors, Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup, Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:15 in the morning. Our guest, Rick Bassetti, running for Assembly.
Good morning, Carl. Linda. Hey. Thanks for having me in.
Well, you know, we try to get everybody. We had Brian Daly on yesterday, and now it's your turn.
Oh, thank you.
So how's it going? How's the election going?
Feels real good. Our ground game has been running really hard this last month. You know, we've been averaging about 1,500 phone calls a day. We got lots of volunteers coming to the headquarters. Yeah, you know, we did take off World Series nights. You don't want to be calling people, you know, in the middle of the seventh inning and, you know, or extra inning ball game, stuff like that. But no, it feels real good. The statistics are coming back really nice. And so, you know, but you never know until you know. You know, if we're going to use the yogiism, you know, it's never over till it's over. And so we'll wait to see what happens on Tuesday night.
What, did you think it was going to be this tough?
Oh, absolutely.
Nasty? How about nasty? The word nasty, you know, should be there.
You know, when you take two of the same and you drop them in a pin, that's why we've always been very careful. Anything that has my name on it, Rick Bassetti, paid for by Rick Bassetti, we back it up. You know, I've got minutes to meetings. And when I've ever called into question any of my opponent's votes or anything like that, you know, closing Independence Lake, taking a position on 1492, things like that, we have the minutes from his meetings. So we have his words there with it as well. And so, you know, this IE stuff that came into play.
These are independent expenditures that both of y'all have. You have committees that
are running their own campaigns.
They run their own campaigns for you, but but they don't run anything through you.
Oh,
or do they?
No, it's against the law.
Yeah, so they.
I mean, I'll end up in a range suit someplace if you communicate with them, and I'm sure that my opponent isn't communicating with any of his as well. So.
These are tough. These IEs, they get out there and
they play hardball.
They just take the gloves.
They play hardball. Yeah. But, you know, like this latest thing that just happened in the newspaper that the newspaper called my opponent on, that was paid entirely by him. He took the position to say that I had voted for tax raises in the city of Reading dozens of times. And I guess he didn't take into consideration that city councils don't have the ability to raise taxes. You know, it's not something that we can do. But then again, it doesn't matter. The same people that are running his campaign ran the negative campaigns against Doug LaMalfa the last two times. So we knew going in with that team that they had there, it was going to get real ugly and real nasty. And so that's we were prepared.
Well, both sides have had some things out there that are.
I mean, Carl, I'm going to stand up for myself here, though. I have not said anything that wasn't factually backed up. You know, his position with the unions, I've hit him with the unions, and I've hit him with taking money from people who are supporters of the KBRA. Those are both factual. They're both right there in front of everybody in black and white. There's no misconception of those at all. Those are the only things I've been hitting him with, me, you know, from paid for by Rick Bassetti.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that the other way. Look at all the paid for buys on his side where, you know, he's talking about go to the website that's paid for by him. It's horrendous, and it gets personal. You know, it's personal. Mm-hmm. And so I can't speak for the IE and what they're doing. They obviously have strategies and doing what they're doing. He's got several of them, you know, the police unions, you know, the CTAs come into this now. We also have all the union support that he has that are out walking door to door. And, you know, so obviously he's decided that he's going to give up on his conservative side. You know, he took conservative off of his new signs. He removed it from his ballot statement. Sacramento Bee called me on that one. I had no idea about that. They called me and said, what do you think about your opponent removing references to Ronald Reagan and conservatism out of his ballot statement? I said, didn't know he did it. So, you know, we all sit down and make our plans. And my plan hasn't changed from the very beginning. I'm running on the same things, jobs and pension reform and government reform down there.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phones here. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a question for Rick?
Yeah, I would like – I had the pleasure of listening to Rick here a few days ago, and he went down and delineated things that I never knew, and such things as the size of – Lassen County, how their roads were funded, how Cal Fire, and then his opponent comes up and says they have no debt and so forth. I'd like Rick to talk about that because I had never heard that before, and It's things that don't get out, it seems like. And Rick, you hang in there, and there are a lot of people supporting you. And Carl and Linda, thanks so much for all you do.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. What Jim's talking about is that the question came up about being debt-free. There's only 28,000 people that live in this, in the county of Lassen. And, you know, they don't have a fire department. They have very little of anything, you know, in regards to road crews, because all the main roads in Lassen County are state highways. Cal Fire takes care of all the fire up there. Plus, they have their individual fire districts. And then the city of Susanville has their fire department as well. So, you know, when you look at what you have to pay for, and how are you going to use your money? They don't have the same types of scenarios that we have here in the city of Reading, where we have, you know, a $10 million police fire department, you know, and police departments, and 90,000 people within the city. And during the workday, we're providing services for 130,000 people. Nothing like that up there. He's never had the experience of dealing with nine bargaining units when you have to come down to it. And the last thing is, you know, 68 to 70% of the people up there work for a government union. So that's what he knows. And so that's, I fully expected him to go to the unions for his support, and that's what's happened.
All right, we have to take a break here. Rick Bassetti, running for Assembly District 1, Carl Lindebott. Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. We'll be right back. Charles, hang on till after the break, and we'll get right to you.
Yeah. I can tell you've been hurt by that look on your face, girl. Some guy brought safety to your happy world.
In Wisconsin, government unions stormed the Capitol and spent millions to oust Governor Scott Walker. They failed. Now the fight has come to our North State. Union bosses have turned the attack on conservative Rick Bassetti, who authored the first pension reform measure in California. His opponent, Brian Dolley, is funded by government unions and refuses to support pension reform and paycheck protection. Rick Bassetti recently faced a large city deficit fueled by ballooning government pension costs. When unions refuse to grant concessions, Rick Bassetti authored pension reform, and the voters overwhelmingly approved the measure in 2010. Savings from government pension reform has allowed the city to rehire police and fire back to pre-recession levels. Because of Rick Bassetti's commitment to public safety, the city and its people are safer with more policemen and more firefighters on the streets. Stand up for the North State and vote Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Whether you worked as a doctor, a teacher, or as a business owner, you worked hard to get where you are. You deserve an experienced, independent professional giving you personal investment advice. So call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today.
I'm Tom Wood, certified financial planner with the Advice Center. Our fee-based wealth management strategies are designed with one thing in mind, to help you preserve and grow the assets you worked so hard for. We can put together a custom fee-based investment program designed for your unique needs, all for one discounted annual fee. We'll work with your CPAs or other advisors, or use our team of estate planning pros to help preserve your assets and lower your tax liabilities.
See how our wealth management programs can help you. Call Tom Wood at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. Or join us for our client appreciation event, Financial Bingo, at Sailing Boat Restaurant on November 7th. So call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com.
Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC. Life license 0B85106.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR 1460 com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, why use Shasta Gas Propane? Well, 4,000 of your neighbors do in Shasta and Tehama counties. They're competitive with everybody on their prices, of course, and they offer senior discounts and veterans discounts. Why not use Shasta Gas Propane? Locally owned, family operated. All employees are safety trained and service oriented. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Good people. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. Our guest, Rick Bassetti, and running for Assembly District 1. The jobs. Yeah. Our unemployment up here, as you know, is probably well above 15%, maybe even 20% by the time you. I know what the numbers say. You know what the numbers say. You know it's not true. By the time you take in the one-stop work, you know, looking for work and part-time and all this. What can an assemblyman do to get us business up here?
Well, you know, we can lead the charge against regulation reform, fee reforms, CEQA reform, California ADA reform. One of your advertisers, is it okay if I mention his name? Crown Motors?
Sure.
Crown Motors. Jerry told me this story himself. He's going to upgrade. His manufacturer wants him to upgrade his four storefronts. So he tells me he gets a quote. It's going to be $800,000. All right. He has the money to do it. And then the architect comes back and says, well, oh, by the way, California's new requirements for ADA is you're going to have to do another 20% in new requirements. And Jerry says, well, I'm already compliant. Well, no. And not with the new construction, you're going to have to change some of these. That's going to add an extra $160,000 on top of the $800,000. One of the requirements, Carl, was a wheelchair ramp from the public bus stop up on Cypress down to his showroom for a person who was blind and in a wheelchair. And Jerry has told me, he said, I've been doing this for many, many years and sold a lot of cars to blind people and to people in wheelchairs, but never to a blind person in a wheelchair who pulled up in front of my place on a bus. You know, and so why? Why are those kind of requirements? That's just one story here in Redding. Can you imagine what it must be like throughout the state?
Look, when we
drop the fees by 33% on the single-family homes and duplexes and up to fourplexes in Redding, over $25 million worth of private sector money came into our community since January 1. 750 jobs. Those are the types of situations that we need to be looking for as an assemblyman to try to bring back to each and all of the districts.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones here. Charles, good morning. You're live on KCNR. Do you have a question for Mr. Bassetti?
Yes, and it's the same question I asked Dally yesterday, and it's what Mr. Bassetti thinks about conservation easements and about conservancies. A conservation easement, once it attaches to your deed, you're quite restricted in how you can use your property and needless to say, in your ability to sell the property, because a buyer looking at it is going to want to be able to use it in a way that perhaps may contravene the terms of the easement.
Well, Charles, you're absolutely right there. I'm not in favor of any of those. I'm in favor of the capitalist system. If a farm or ranch or a piece of timberland or whatever is not doing well and it's failing, then let them sell it to somebody else, not back to a conservation easement or a government. There's so many different fallacies in there. Give you a good example. Little county in this district, Sierra County. 60% of Sierra Valley is now in conservation easements. Okay, that's been happening over the last 10, 15 years up there. And what's happening now is the little school in Loyalton is about to fold up and go away because you're taking these off and reducing the property taxes. And how do those schools supposed to survive out in these rural areas like that when you're taking these lands and using, here's the other thing that really bothers me, they use public money. They've been using Prop 84 money. So they use our money to take these lands out of the tax rolls. And in the case of Independence Lake, where they closed the lake to the public. I mean, I am totally against those. I think it's a fallacy, and it's just a way for the government to get control of private property.
Okay, Charles, thanks for the question. Water. We just got a couple minutes here.
Yeah.
The water battle going up in the North State.
Absolutely. You know, we got to maintain our county of origins. I know that Senator Nielsen is fighting hard on that right now. He's briefed me on the battles, and I'm totally on board with protecting our water and not shipping any water anywhere. Carl, the state has already started eminent domain on the Sacramento River just south of Sacramento, just north of the little town of Hood, mm-hmm. for the first four pipes. All right. That 8 acres that they wanted to put those in is my grandmother's property. That's been in her family since before the turn of the last century in the 1800s. And it's just not right. We can't let the water be shipped down south. Can't do it.
Okay, the when we say that, the there's people that have their water rights, and it's part of what they own.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the right. Been,
now, the state is trying to have them sign off.
Right.
This. What can you do to stop that?
Fight the bureaucrats in there. Change the legislation. Change the policy. What you hear more than anything is, well, we're just enacting policy, and that's what the bureaucrats will fall back on. This is policy.
Well, so whose policy?
It's the government, the legislature's policy, or the bureau's policy. Fish and Game up in Siskiyou County has, well, Fish and Wildlife now, because we can't, we don't call it game, because that means you're killing something.
Right.
Yeah. You know, they're in there trying to change the plans on those people as well. So, you know, we just got to stop the policy, change the policy, call them in on the carpet, and stop the abuses that the bureaucrats are doing up there.
Okay, we've got about 30 seconds left. Can you, I'm not sure about this, but can you cut off money to these agencies?
Or
does it take,
if you're in the finance department.
Does it take the majority of people to do that?
It does take a majority, Carl. Yeah. But you know what I think more than anything? When you shine the light on it and bring those people in and have them testify in public what they're actually doing to the people on the ground.
Our guest, Rick Bassetti, running for Assembly, District 1. We'll be right back after the messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The presidential campaigns react to the latest unemployment numbers. President Obama in Hillard, Ohio.
This morning we learned the companies hired more workers in October than at any time in the last 8 months.
171,000 jobs, with the unemployment rate up to 7.9% because more people are looking. Mitt Romney releasing a statement saying the president should have done more by now. Romney just now speaking in Wisconsin. Some locals agree with Mayor Mike Bloomberg's decision to hold the New York City Marathon Sunday so soon after Superstorm Sandy, but some don't.
We have no power, no gal, our gas is shut off, and a marathon is going to bring the spirits of New York up. I don't buy it.
George Hearst, president of the New York Roadrunners Club.
The city of New York is not going to give up.
There's not serious damage anywhere on the race route. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Gary Cadd. I'm seeking a seat on the Reading City Council to protect Reading's future in these challenging economic times. I have attended all but two city council meetings in the last 6 years and consider myself ready to serve the people of Reading upon winning a seat on the council. Sales tax receipts are up 9%, but only two sectors of the economy are showing these increases. They are fuel sales and auto sales. Keep in mind the 9% increase is over last year, which is way down from 2007-2008 when the economic downturn started. The city's pension plan, CalPERS, will be asking for more money this next spring. According to their plan, it must provide 7.5% return on their investment each year. When your investments don't perform, no one makes up your shortfall. CalPERS only received 1% this last year, and they expect the taxpayers, you, to make up the difference. Together, we can protect Reading's future. I'm asking for your support and your vote when you mark your ballot. Vote Gary Cadd, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Gary Cadd to Reading City Council 2012.
Where do you go when you want to be enthralled, excited, and soothed? In Salmo Vineyards. November 10th is the winemaker's dinner. For limited seating and reservations, call 474-5546 today. Linger with 6 courses of fresh local cuisine selected by executive chef John Stadelli, and savor pre-released estate wines crafted by winemaker Chandra Miller. Experience in Salmo Vineyards. November 10th, the winemaker's dinner.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Polly Class, Lacey Peterson, Deputy Jose Diaz.
Proposition 34 denies these murder victims the justice they deserve. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen.
The death penalty is about one thing and one thing only: justice for victims and for society.
Supporters of Prop 34 claim that California's death penalty law is too costly and that ending it will save money. It won't. It will deny justice for the victims of these vicious killers. Let's fix California's death penalty by stopping the endless appeals filed by the very supporters of Prop 34. By voting no on 34, you will ensure justice for victims and protect the option for California juries to impose the ultimate penalty on murderers who deserve it. I'm Jim Nielsen.
Join Crime Victims United, district attorneys, sheriffs, and peace officers in voting no on 34. Paid for by Golden State Leadership Council, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, Ballot Measure Committee.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was yesterday on Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. Bob was there, too, I can tell, because they whacked away at his hair, too.
Did you get two discounts, Carl?
No, I just get one. Yeah, I should. A senior and a veteran. All right. That's Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Great guys down there. They support our community, too. All right. One of the questions out of the chat room, bankruptcy.
Yeah.
You've addressed it before.
Yeah, this is one of those personal things that my opponent has tried to dig up 17 years ago. Had a small company that was a spinoff of my major company. Had a partner in there. She ran up $200,000 worth of debt. The attorney came in and said, you know, we need to fold this thing up. You need to take responsibility for this. So Patty and I bankrupted the business, and Patty and I paid off $200,000 worth of debt. End of story.
All right. And it was all paid off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
know this has come up before, but it keeps coming up, so there it is. Okay.
Well, it's that personal stuff.
All right, let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning. You're live on KCNR. Do you have a question for Rick Bassetti?
Well, yes, I do. My name is Bob Talbot. I live down here in Anderson. I don't know you personally, Rick, but you come off as a straightforward, honest guy, but... And my question is, I think you're going to go further than this particular office you're running for right now. So my question is kind of off the track, but are you for or against abortion?
I am not for any form of abortion, Bob. I'm a Roman Catholic Italian that follows the teachings of my church.
Well, that's great. And I appreciate the fact that you've urinated and never outfielded in the major leagues, I believe. And, well, you've got
I'm not sure how you can tie those two into each other, Bob, but okay.
Well,
but you did it.
Yeah.
You have another question for Mr. Bassetti? We have people on the line.
No, that's all.
Bob, thank you so much for your phone call. Thanks for listening. Okay, let's go to line two. Michael, do you have a question for Rick Bassetti? You're live on KCNR.
Yes, hello.
Good morning, Michael.
My question, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, question is, Rick, I've heard you take a pretty strong stance against unions and for pension reform, and I'm right with you on that. But I'm a little concerned that you're alienating the other side by your tactics. So it's what Schwarzenegger did that didn't work. It backfired on him. What do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, my position has never really changed, Michael, and my position against, particularly for unions, it's not the working unions, the private unions, you know, it's just government unions, and my only really problem that I have, the main problem I have with them is that the guarantee that they get. You know, private unions, things get bad, they feel the pressure just like everyone else, they have reductions, they lose benefits, they lose hours working, but when you have a guaranteed of a 7.75% return on retirement, defined benefit plan, and it's just a broken formula, Michael. It's a broken formula that needs to be fixed. And if I'm alienating them, you know, look at what happened when we had the vote here on A and B. They passed with 70%. And so I think that this whole reform really isn't a left or a right issue, Michael. It's a mathematics problem. And we have a formula that's in place right now that's calculating our CalPERS retirement that doesn't work. And everyone's acknowledged it. And yet our legislature in Sacramento refuses to get on board and to try to fix it. And that's going to be my goal there. And you know, sometimes people get alienated, Michael, and I hope that it doesn't come back and hurt me.
Okay, it's the merits of it I agree with, but I know Brian Daly he was able to sit down and show the unions that, look, you know, here's our situation, and then they made concessions that he could, they both sides were reasonable. But if you just come out swinging.
Well, Michael, there was no swinging for 4 years at the city of Reading. We tried to negotiate with all of our unions at the city of Reading, and none of them wanted to bring forth any kind of concessions whatsoever. We were going nowhere. You know, no one knows what our negotiations was like in there because we can't negotiate out in public. And so finally at the end, our recourse was, okay, well then we'll take it to the people and ask them. Just like what happened down in San Jose. That's a city that's 60% Democrat, Michael, with an all-Democrat city council and a Democrat mayor, and the people passed the pension reform by 70% there. And so, you know, what they have up there, a 1% cut. They've got two unions in there. And if the people up in Lassen County don't work there, they don't have any options. They don't go anywhere. If you're, you know, if you're not working for the county there, what are you going to do? That's about the best gig that you're going to have for about 120 miles. And so negotiating in that environment versus negotiating down here in this environment are way, way different scenarios.
Okay.
Well, okay. Thank you.
All right, Michael, thank you for your questions. We've got to take a break. That's why I'm just breaking in right now. Okay, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. If you have a question for Rick Bassetti, who's running for Assembly District 1, give us a call at 530-605-4567 or just hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com, ask your question there, and we'll get right to them. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. Hey, it's Friday, November the 2nd. 49 degrees out there today. It's going to be a great day. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and it's Friday, so they're going to have music Friday and Saturday out there. But, you know, you need to give them a call at 474-5546. And on November 10th, which is a week from tomorrow, they're having their Wine Tasters Dinner. It's going to be a great, great, great dinner. Wine pairings to specially prepared meals by five-star chef John Stadelli out there at And Somo Vineyards, 474-5546. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. They have a motorcycle for you. If you're going to ride a motorcycle, why not ride a Harley-Davidson? And I tell you what, Nathan will make a deal for you that you just, once you put your leg over that Harley, you'll go, I got to have it. I just got to have it. Then they've got everything they want that you could possibly want to ride with. Shaps, jackets, hats, helmets. They've got it. And then they'll service it. I mean, this is a one-stop shop, my friends. You walk in there, you will drive out with a bike and everything you're going to need for the rest of your life. If you want to experience the ride, live the dream, head on down to 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Redding, or give them a call at 241-7117. Redding Harley Davidson. Okay, our guest is Rick Pizzetti, and we've got two people on the phone, and we start with Donna. Donna, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question for the candidate. Wanted to know about a vote that was made on the city council, and it had to do if a person cannot pay their utility bills and their electricity is shut off, the person needs to leave their home. And I would like to know the reasoning behind that. It doesn't make sense to me, but maybe Rick Pizzetti, you could explain to me why that would be necessary for a person to leave their home. And I think that most of the city council, probably Patrick Jones, didn't vote for that. But anyway, I just need a better understanding of that matter as to why that decision was made. It seems the purpose of government is to protect life, liberty, and property, and I don't understand why that decision was made. So I'll take my answer on the air.
Okay, Donna, thank you.
Well, just what Donna said was to protect life and property and that sort of thing. Keep in mind, nobody doesn't pay their bill, and a month later they're put out on the street. This usually goes to about 120 to maybe 150 days. The city is also working with anywhere from, I believe, 7 to 10 nonprofit groups that are trying to get these people to help them pay their bill as well. The purpose of it, though, came down from a public safety. Do you want to have, and say, in the middle of a subdivision, a home without power that people are either using kerosene lanterns or candles and things like that in there? You know, you have to make a decision, and I made a decision that for the good of the rest of the people in the community, we don't want to have that type of scenario happening. The fire chief was fully supportive of this as well. And, you know, and I know that that alienates some people. But so far to date, since that has come into place, no one has been moved out of their house. And that decision is about 3.5 years old. No one's been removed from their home. And the only people who have ever gotten any evictions are people who had left voluntarily. You know, they were in foreclosure anyway, and they couldn't pay any of their bills, and they just left their homes. But nobody has been physically removed from their home under this requirement.
But isn't that – the argument on that, though, is – and I don't want to get into this one so much.
Sure.
But the argument on that is that once you get the eviction notice, that they just leave. So, or that
not always.
You're going to get $1,000 fine.
But
per
you
day
know,
or something.
And I don't know the statistic, Carl, on how many people have gotten eviction notices, because I think we've been very successful. St. Vincent de Paul has given, like, I think last year was in the neighborhood of $45,000 to $50,000 to people to pay their PAC electric bills, and they're just one of the many people in town that are assisting these people. Okay. So there's lots of avenues for them before they get to that point.
Okay. All right, Rick. You know, we just got a few minutes left here.
Sure.
Tell us. You know, we haven't talked about, you know, a couple things. One, realignment.
Right.
Any changes on that? How could you change that if you were a
you know,
candidate?
I don't know if we're going to be able to change it. The Supreme Court came in and ruled on that one. But what we can do is find the permanent funding for it. You know, what the state's doing is they're balancing, again, the phony budget on the backs of the counties in this case. You know, on average, they spend at the state level in incarceration $45,000 to $70,000, depending on the level of incarceration. Shasta County, from what I understood at the presentation that Sheriff Posinko made to us, is they're receiving about $4,300 a year per felon that comes to us. That's a 90% discount. That's not right. Let's get that money up. If we're going to be expected to monitor them and to help with the recidivism rate and retraining of them, then we need to get 40, 50% more to help that.
The big thing is trying to keep them from going back into jail.
Exactly.
So there's all types of classes they have to go to,
right.
All these things. Which
and you're not
going to
do
for.
It for $4,300.
Right. Okay. Veterans. The government of California, and I can't say this any stronger than I can there, does not care about the veterans.
No.
They are trying to balance their budget of a willfully bad budget on the backs of veterans.
Yep.
They have no respect for veterans, and the people they have in charge of the Veterans Administration in California are a bunch of rollover, I'll do anything for the Governor Brown types.
Exactly.
We have two veterans homes that are built, ready to open, and they can't find the money for it. What can you do about this?
Well, let's say that we do have some of pension reform. One of my issues will be whatever monies that we can save within pension reform, I want that first to go to the veterans. You know, like when I promised that when we got concessions from our unions here, that it would not be spent in the general fund. That money was set aside. So as soon as we had the money accumulated, we could reopen the fire station, like we did, and start rehiring firemen and policemen, like we've done. And so let's do the same thing at the state level. We get pension reform. I want that money going in to take care of our veterans.
Well, the
open these homes and get them paid for. They're just a pawn for the governor. He thinks nothing of them. There's no respect, like you said, for what these men have done. Some of them have given up physical parts of their bodies, mental parts of their minds, and some of them their lives.
And that's the thing here is that I'm just, you know, frankly, you know, nobody's making it a big thing. They're talking. Well, I mean, there's so many.
Everywhere
so many
I've gone, I've spoke on
well,
it.
And but, you know, the thing is the issue is out there, and yet Brown has just successfully just stonewalled it.
Right.
Just, I mean, successfully because is the Democrats are backing him on this.
Exactly.
As far as veterans are concerned, we don't care.
Right.
And I don't understand why this has not become a huge, you know, well, I know why.
Carl,
they control it.
When I'm elected, Carl, you and I had talked about this before, but let's mobilize all the veterans. Let's mobilize them. Let's get them going. I'd be more than happy to assist with that.
Okay, we've got time for one more question. Okay, BC, do you have a question for Mr. Bassetti?
Well, I surely do. I've got a curveball for the guy.
Okay, because we've only got a couple minutes.
Okay, really quickly, just what I'm thinking. In this electronic age, if you happen to make it down there and get to go to that zoo in Sacramento, do you think that $141 a day per diem tax-free is still a legit thing for the legislatures to have on top of their salaries, and do they get credit cards? Take my answer on the air.
Okay, thanks, BC.
You know, BC, I really have no clue over compensation, what the packages are and the per diems and things like that. I don't plan on moving down there. I've got a grandmother that lives there. I plan on staying with my grandmother. Whatever the per diem is, I have to look at that. And if whatever it's going to cost me to be down there for 3.5 days a week or 4 days a week, that's all I'd be willing to take on this thing. I don't think they're issuing credit cards anymore. I don't think so, but, you know, I heard they took away cars and they took away credit cards and all that stuff. This isn't about what I want to do and what I'm going to be compensated for. This is about doing what's right in District 1. And I'll from that, if you don't mind, Carl, I'll just take that right to
sure.
AB 1492. It's a huge difference between my opponent and I. You know, I get attacked because this is a special interest group that convinced me to change my mind, right? Well, no one convinced me to change my mind about 1492. I'd never really been addressed with it. I met with the timber industry, the Forest Landowners Association. No one from Farm Bureau would talk to me about their position, so I went online and read a lot on their position on 1492. All three of these were the largest ones. They all wanted it. It released the liabilities in the forest, and it protected 22,000 jobs. And when I saw that, I said, I can't adhere to that no tax pledge. I'm not gonna put 22,000 jobs in jeopardy just because of a tax pledge. So that's why I said I would have supported that. Did I vote for it? No, I didn't vote for
it. But you would have supported it.
And
I'm saying this not in a negative sense, but it was going to help the industry. The industry wanted it, and I understand that. And even the Record Searchlight, who has not been your buddy, has supported you on this. Okay,
yeah.
Rick, last thing.
Well, I just want to ask the people for their support. You know, this is the first opportunity in 10 years that you've been able to send someone from Redding to Sacramento. Someone who's going to live here, not make Sacramento their home. I am not taking my wife down there. She wouldn't go down there, quite honestly. I will go down there and work my Monday through Thursday, and I'll be back in the district all the rest of the time. And so I ask you humbly for your votes. I believe that I've done a good job for you here at the City of Reading, and you know, I know that I'll work just as hard down there, and I will be effective.
Okay, Rick Bassetti, candidate for assembly. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back in just a couple of minutes. Thanks a lot, Rick, for being here.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dick Dickerson, asking for your vote for City Council on November 6th. The past 6 years have been very difficult financially for California cities, including Reading. However, because the council had the will to make tough decisions to control costs, we are financially sound. The rating agency Standard & Poor's has given Reading an A rating, describing the city's financial outlook as stable. This is good news indeed, but much remains to be done. More difficult decisions lie ahead. I commit to you that I will continue working to ensure that the citizens of Reading receive the services they need and deserve from a stable city. I need your support, and I need your vote on November 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Dick Dickerson, Reading City Council, 2012.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stove pot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 67 and tonight around 51. It's going to be a beautiful day. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and we have a fabulous forecast for the weekend, and we know what Tuesday is. Voting day. We're going to be covering election all morning. We're going to be out and that evening, which is November 6th, Carl and I will be on location between both of the
parties, people that, you know, both, you know, people that are running. We're going to have people calling in to us. It's going to be a big night.
We'll be breaking in for
it's
about
a huge night.
3 hours or 4 hours live during regular programming to do live on location places.
Okay, you know, as we know, we don't usually endorse people, and we don't. But we think that the Doug LaMalfa for Congress is a good deal. We think he's a good choice. We believe that Doug LaMalfa is going to make a fine congressman for our area. We look at, you know, in the race itself, that his viewpoints more closely parallel the North State than his opponent's. And then, of course, Jim Nielsen. As you know, we don't make endorsements here, and we don't ever at the city or county or other places. But with Jim Nielsen, we also, this is a man we've come to know over the last 4 or 5 years, as we have LaMalfa, and that we believe that he too will also give us the type of support as he has in the past. I say us, I mean the North State. Easy to get a hold of, a fighter, and we need a fighter at that level down in Sacramento, because there's so many of people in the opposition. You need somebody that's not going to give up and fight. You can, you know, are either one of them perfect? No, not at all. But they will support the values of the North State, of the majority of the North State. So that's why we endorse them. Jim Nielsen and Doug LaMalfa, the only ones we will endorse, besides, of course, Romney. Hey, next week, Enjoy Magazine. Enjoy Magazine starts, and we're followed by the Shasta Startup. I think Doug LaMalfa is going to be on that. And then, of course, The Bold Truth, and it is bold. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. More jobs than anyone expected created in October, more than 171,000, but the unemployment rate ticked up to 7.9%, and both campaigns are pouncing on the report 4 days to Election Day. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live in Hilliard, Ohio.
They sure are becoming a topic on the campaign trail. President Obama mentioned them briefly here at the Franklin County Fairgrounds.
This morning we learned the company's hired more workers in October than at any time in the last 8 months.
President Obama says more work needs to be done, but progress is being made. In Wisconsin, Mitt Romney said the president has failed to lead on jobs.
He said he was going to focus on creating jobs. Instead, he focused on Obamacare, which killed jobs.
The governor says the numbers show an economy at a virtual standstill. Romney will also be campaigning in Ohio today. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. The lines for gas are still miles long in parts of New York and New Jersey, also home to many of the millions of power outages.